Oh, my God, I forgot to tell the story about the one time I was tripping on Halloween. I guess that's going to have to wait till another year or perhaps another radio show. Folks, I do want to tell you that in relation to the decisions being made here at Air America, I did what I could to keep this show together. Look, here, it's time for the this week's Wibberl Agenda. Here's the facts from the Streisand compound, giving us a rundown of their marching orders. One, excuse any Wiccan and or warlock employee who chooses to take today off as religious observance, of course. Two, as treats, give kids the most recent government statistics about childhood obesity. They'll thank you later. Wow. That's going to be a sad fat kid moment. All right, three, carve unhappy faces on your pumpkins this Halloween to bring attention to man's cruelty to pumpkins. Cruelty to pumpkins. Hello. What do I got to do here? Four, if you're going to a Halloween party, dress as superhero Patrick Fitzgerald. Five, if you live in a Republican neighborhood, dress your kid up as Patrick Fitzgerald. Oh, boy, there's another sad kid. What? Patrick, who? Mom, come on. I don't want to wear a tie. All right, today's phrase, just drop it into conversation. It's not just trick-or-treating. Wake up, sheeple. Halloween is all about the redistribution of candy from the property classes to clandestine activists. Every mini Snickers bar dropped into a bag is a validation of the Marxist dialectic. There you go.
Uh-oh.
Wow, we got a little time here.
You were maybe tripping, Mark,
there you
Halloween?
Go. Yeah, one time me and my buddy Lance, we took mushrooms before we made a decision about costumes. So they were really half-baked.
Oh,
they were just
man.
Sort of, we didn't know what we were really. We just threw on these weird jackets and greased our hair up and just went as rockabilly people. But then that whole guy, we ended up in the basement of an apartment building and someone pulled the fire alarm. And we were putting these giant pipe ends on our heads, walking around tripping, you know. But we were by ourselves. You know those curves from ventilation pipes,
yeah, yeah.
Like the elbow joints.
You probably
joints.
Shouldn't have it on your head. It's probably got insulation
and
stuff
in it. You know,
it
looked like we were spacemen. And then the firemen came to investigate the fire alarm. We were like, we're spacemen. All right. Happy Halloween, Riley.
And you're still free, huh?
Yeah.
Happy Halloween to you, Mark Maron.